There's no slowing down. What's going on, everybody? This is Flobo Boys, and you're locked into Draped in Gold, your one-stop shop for NXT UK and NXT content across the ring and across the pond. As you can tell by the somber tone of the voice, I'm using the inside voice because it's another week where Peacock does not upload NXT UK in time. Sad. When that happens, we don't usually have the live show with Jack Farmer and all of the guests and all of the comments on social media and all of that. So it was kind of disappointing for all of us to have another week where we could have been locked and loaded to go. But then Peacock had other plans. But that's all right. Like, when we have a contingency plan, usually we give it 25 minutes before we decide to call it for the live show. And we called it. We did. And we're doing, I'm doing basically a recap of NXT, the week of NXT UK, excuse me, the week of June 23rd. Also a tragic, it's my birthday this week. So we had plans of doing this little thing for putting myself over for my birthday, but that's okay. We're here to talk about what happened on NXT UK this week. Top story was Ashton Smith and Oliver Carter, my boys, my favorite tag team, my favorite wrestler on that brand, and Ashton Smith specifically, having to vacate the NXT UK tag team championships. And if you've been following these guys for a long time, their whole journey, their whole saga with Mustache Mountain, what that entailed was some gripping television. I was so glad and so relieved when they became champions. I knew it would be a brand new era for that tag team division, but not like this. Torn MCL from Ashton Smith caused him to vacate the championships, and I'm not sure that Oliver Carter is going to go, but that opened up a fatal four-way, well, you can't really call it a fatal four-way, a four-way elimination tag team match, because fatal four-ways only have one pinfall, with Briggs and Jensen on loan from NXT UK, taking on Diva Amelia, Stars and Mastiff, and Mark Andrews and Wild Boar. Symbiosis, nowhere to be found. The match itself was our main event, and it was a thrilling contest, and this shows how NXT UK is just so good at taking the proverbial lemons and making lemonade with it. And I couldn't call it, because each of these teams are kind of rough and tumble in their own way, with maybe Dea Familia having the most 10-year time together. But it was the Americans, Briggs and Jensen. Brooks Jensen, Josh Briggs got together to become the new NXT UK Tag Team Champions. They're the first Americans to win any title on that promotion. In fact, I was checking the rule book to see if that was even possible. Turns out it was. It is. We have new tag team champions. It means a whole lot to me to see the tag team division be healthy as it can. Even though Ashton Smith and Oliver Carter should be forever champions, it'd be kind of cool to give a young team in a rough and tumble promotion like UK the talent with a gimmick or a character or persona that lends itself to being rough and tumble. I've been following Briggs and Jensen, their whole story is that they both had singles losses. They went to a bar. They realized, hey, look, we are tough together. And after a bar fight or two, and they were in a tag team because of it. Whether or not you believe that really happened or not, that's what wrestling's all about. So the tag team match is great. Congratulations to the new tag team champions. But that's not the only action happening on NXT UK. Saray, the Warrior of the Sun, is now in NXT UK, and her first test tends to be the gatekeeper with Nina Samuels. Nina Samuels and that Nina Samuels show has always been dealing with disrespect or the lack of respect and all that jazz, but it was Saray who was able to come out on top to defeat the one with her own television program, but not without any bit of fallout. You see, not only did Saray do the good thing by giving respect to fellow countrywoman and NXT UK Women's Champion Mako Satomura, but after the match, it was Ziya Brookside and Eliza Alexander that really hit up Saray in the corner, and Mako Satomura came out to the save backstage. So maybe some tag team actions on the way to give Mako something to do, or Saray already has her next opponent line in Ziya Brookside. But it seems that Saray is going to be here for at least a couple of weeks. It won't be a one-off thing, which is good. I think ultimately the exchange between UK and 2.0 is benefiting both brands, with UK lending the hard-hitting style and its sports contest, and UK and Men 2.0 lending their characters and larger life stakes. So for someone who can hit hard like Saray but didn't really quite connect with a character and 2.0, I think this is the best place for her for the time being. And watch out, because I'm not a big fan of Zaya Brookside. She needs someone to take her down a peg. And elsewhere in that women's division, it's Myla Grace, seemingly fan favorite among the NXT UK faithful, as took on Isla Dawn. Isla Dawn for a while there was, well, the number one contender, but beyond that, the most scariest woman in the promotion. And it was going to be a bit of a clash of styles, but Isla Dawn proves that you cannot get rid of her, even though things seem to be shifting in the tag team division or even in the Heritage Cup division. It's the women's division that's been the through line throughout all of this, even with the impending return of Blair Davenport. And Blair Davenport would be presumably in line to be the next challenger for Mako Satomura. It's always good to have options 2 and 3A if you want to do triple threat matches or elimination matches or qualifying matches. And this was a good display for Isla Dawn to say, hey, look, don't forget about me. Despite the fact that I came up short in my last two contests with Mako Satomura, perhaps third time is the charm. Does really quick work on Myla Grace this week. And, you know, NXT UK has always given us bangers, and it's cool to see its role now in the bigger NXT ecosphere. I was a little worried about the influx of 2.0 talent, whether they will lose their flavor, but it's shown so far they're able to keep their flavor and incorporate other styles too. And that means the long-term longevity of the brand is intact, even when talent leaves all the time, like Pretty Deadly or Jordan Devlin, aka JD McDonough. Well, then I'm okay with that. So that's this week's NXT UK update and recap. We'll be back next week with more NXT UK action, definitely some NXT 2.0 action. This is actually episode 95 of Draped in Gold. Can't wait to see what 96 brings. That does it for me. I'll catch you later. See ya.